The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob. You're over there being in your...
And good morning.
You know what? You're going to have to start putting the old Hawaiian shirts away, but not this week.
No.
I mean, you know, it's
this
September.
This is ready.
You wear Hawaiian shirts when the snow's falling.
It's considered formal wear.
Well, that's, you know, I know people say the ready tuxedo, but it's
yeah.
But at a certain point, it's going to get cold. But according to Trish,
70 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high near 105 today. Tonight it'll cool down to a low around 70. On Friday, we're looking for 107, 102 on Saturday, and on Sunday, 100 degrees.
It's going downhill quick.
Yeah, no. It's going to be up in the triple digits all through the rest of the week, and the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, look, we got a lot of things we need to talk about today, but our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jarhead. Jarhead's already in here.
Wow.
Jarhead, yeah.
Hey, ready to go.
Okay, everybody, stand by. Get your pencils out. Here we go. Because tonight, Hope is Alive 3, open mic night, shine a light on the at Gorilla Bites today. It's a Suicide Prevention Week event, because this is Suicide Prevention Week this week. So that goes on at Gorilla Bites tonight, and it starts at 6 p.m., and performers can sign in at 5:30. So it's a, I guess it could be comedy or singing or all of that there. And, of course, tomorrow, also today, from 9:30 to 12 at Yuba Street at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, is a program where VA benefits end and Medicare begins. That's going to be I think that's going to be a great class for a lot of our veterans, because there's some big changes there. And that starts at 9:30 a.m. this morning and goes to 12 p.m. Today. And then, of course, we have the Never Forget the Candlelight Ceremony at the City of Shasta Lake on tomorrow night for 9/11 at the September 11th Memorial there at the end of the street. And you can get there early at 6:30 p.m. You can get food and drinks. 7:30 the program starts. And it is a candlelight ceremony. It's beautiful. If you've never been there, it is a beautiful ceremony.
And remember, the City of Shasta Lake has a piece of the 9/11 out there at where they have this ceremony.
Right. Also, the Walk to Fight Suicide, Out of the Darkness Community Walk, is going to take place at Caldwell Park on Saturday. And it starts at 8 a.m. for registration. And the walk goes from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it's going to go across the Sundial Bridge. The annual spaghetti dinner to raise money for seniors, the Shasta Senior Nutrition Program, is going to be Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Mercy Oaks Drive, out there at 100 Mercy Oaks Drive. And this is the fundraiser they have. It's going to have a goody-goody band and a delicious meal to benefit the Shasta Senior Nutrition Program. And you can either drive in and take out, or you can drive in and stay. And to honor 9/11, the Patriot Guard riders will be leading the Pledge of Allegiance. Wait, I've got more. Does this have something to do with some things I'm reading, or is this something completely different?
Well, about tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning we have the sunrise flag raising.
Yes, all the listeners invited to join me and Brenda, and that salute to first responders and our military.
There you go. Also on September 12th, the Taste of Greece, which is a fundraiser for the Shasta Library Foundation, is going to occur there at the Reading Civic Auditorium. I imagine you should probably already have your tickets for that. Let me see. Is that it? No. Okay. September 20th at Wind River Casino is going to be the charity of your choice poker tournament. It costs $50 to buy in. It's limited to 175 guests. I'm going, and I've challenged people to this. And they're already wimping out, except I understand that Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel are in it to win it. And they're coming in, I think it's going to be great. And $2,000 to your favorite charity, and it could be, of course, I'll pick a veterans charity. But there'll be a lot of people involved in that, 175. You can only let 175 people in. Okay.
Okay. Did you?
Wow.
Speaking of veterans, did you see the billboards that are going up across the United States about the Veterans Administration?
No.
Well, they were showing these on whatever station I clicked on last night, and they're huge billboards, and they're going up across the United States, and in great big letters it says VA is lying and veterans are dying.
Wow.
And. You know what happens is they make a big deal out of it. The news reports it for two or three days, and then it's like nothing has happened except a few heads rolled right at the top. They're still closing cases that haven't even been opened because to make their numbers look better, and nothing has changed. And the veterans down at the lower levels are saying, wait a minute, you guys have walked away from it. Now this is on a back burner, and you've moved to the next thing. And we are not getting any better service than we were getting. So this program
and here's
that
the
came
strangest
up.
Thing. I saw something that came out from the Veterans Administration and said, hey, we're down to 60,000. We're down to 60,000 cases now after down all these. And then I just saw something from the Budget and Accounting Office that says, oh, no, they're still at 600,000 cases there because we don't know how many first of all, we don't know how many people are still alive.
Yes.
Because the record keeping is so bad.
That's right. And so, they had that one they pointed to last night, and I forget where it was at exactly, but they stated that they had closed like 300 cases in this one office that where the veteran had never been seen, they'd never processed the paperwork, they just closed the files. So those come off of the rolls as active cases, and there's nothing there.
That's what, you know, so then the bottom line is we have no idea how many people are still out there that need to be helped. We don't know how many of them are alive or how many of them died. We have no idea any of this.
Welcome to the state of our federal government in every instance.
Maybe the VA and the NSA need to work together because NSA knows everything we do, right? Why can't they track a few veterans?
We can track a calf that was born in British Columbia to where it goes into a slaughterhouse in Oklahoma. I think we could probably track our veterans if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, we can do pretty much anything we want to, but we don't choose to do that for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. All right. Okay.
Lots of stuff going on in Shasta County.
Hey, okay. Now, big thing is this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. Our friends on Sleep Number, that sale is still going on. You can still get a Queen C2 mattress down there, starting at only $599.98. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? Because I tell you, my Sleep Number setting is 45.
Mine is fluctuating.
Oh.
I've been 55 forever, uh-huh. And then I went down to 40, and last night I was like 45. Well, you know, just, I don't know whether what it is, but when you move it around a little bit, then you
sleep. It makes an adjustment,
and then you go right off to sleep, and it's working.
Top-rated mattress by Consumer Reports, and all the dual air mattresses they have there, and with the new Sleep IQ technology, it gives you little ideas on how to sleep. And then with the kids' Sleep IQ bed, I mean, you can tell how your kids are sleeping, and you can adjust them too, all of this. But the only way you're going to get it is to go down to the Target Shopping Center and go over there to the Sleep Number store, talk to Brian Janis or any of the professionals they have at Sleep Number. I tell you, we've had this bed for over 2 years, and I frankly have never slept better.
I've had mine for over 10.
Well,
best sleep of my life.
There you go. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Wellgate Sports Club invites you to their grand reopening gala on Saturday, September 26th, a day of food, fun, friendship, and fitness. From noon to 2 p.m. is open house with class demonstrations, live music, and refreshments. Take a guided tour of the Wellgate facilities. Experience five-star service, white glove cleanliness, and high-end amenities and programs, including an indoor saltwater pool and state-of-the-art workout facility. From 5 to 8 p.m., you'll walk the red carpet and get your picture taken by paparazzi as you enjoy the Wellgate Sports Club evening gala in support of One Safe Place. Exquisite cuisine from several local area restaurants, as well as the finest North State beer and wine featuring Mosley Cellars. Enjoy live music by the pool featuring Bob and Andy Off the Charts, the Lindsay Thomas Band, or inside entertainment with DJ Bobette. The evening festivities include artists, door prizes, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting One Safe Place. Call 768-1205 and reserve your complimentary tickets today. And join us Saturday, September 26th at Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
That's me. Marty Stewart does it all. Turn me on. Honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th. Don't miss five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville has been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, the 10th of September, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott right here on Free Fire Radio. 70 degrees out there, going up to 104.
Yes. Fall is coming.
The phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. 70 years in business and ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for the third year in a row. Not only that, but their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well. You know, we got a lot of things going on. I mean, it took me 5 minutes to read all the things that are happening this weekend.
And I know, I didn't people even say there's to nothing to do in Shasta County.
I didn't even get to all of them because I'm going to get some more here, too. But now we have two of the stars of bus stop the play that's opening next week down at Riverfront, and that's Daryl Alvey and Bill Seymour. Is that right? Did I pronounce that right?
That's right.
There you go. All right. Trish, have you ever seen Bus Stop?
I have not.
They usually put it on in high schools and colleges and local theater groups all over the country.
Yeah, it's a staple of the theater.
And when I was reading about it yesterday in the newspaper, I thought, that's one I don't think I've seen.
Well, you have to come
I'll have to come down to the Riverfront Playhouse, because that's one of our jewels here in
Chester
County.
And this morning in Date Magazine, we're listed as number one of the top 10 things to do this weekend.
Perfect.
So it'll be fun. Riverfront Playhouse, always has a great performance and some great people. Tammy Jones, I don't know if you know Tammy, and she was in Grapes of Wrath just recently.
If they've been in a play, they've cycled through here.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad sense. It's that we support this. We support the arts, and we love to give time and a little bit of recognition to to all of our local actors, because really that's, you all do this for your love of the theater.
It's all volunteer work, and
we get paid lots.
Yeah,
that's right. That's
everyone. They give you a bonus, right?
Yeah. Applause. That's what.
That's,
it's all for
that's
the applause.
That's what it's all about.
Laughs.
It could be some thin nights out there too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when does the play start?
It opens tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we've got. Let's see. This is Thursday, so we got friends and family tomorrow, and then. Then the official opening for the general public is Saturday. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then we have media night next Wednesday. And so that's we have tickets for that for anybody that wants to go. And we usually will fill that. We'll usually hand out all of our tickets and have a lot of people there.
And some folks may recall that Bus Stop was a movie back in 1955 starring Marilyn Monroe. I don't know if any, some of us.
And Tony Curtis. And
No, it was not Tony Curtis. It was a guy that's. His name, he isn't as well known today, but back then he was kind of like that male lead.
Yeah.
And this was thought to be his big breakout role.
Yeah, okay.
It never really happened for him. However, for Marilyn Monroe, we still remember Marilyn.
Absolutely.
So we've got a great.
Don Murray, yeah. That's who it was.
We've got a great star, Keisha Wilkins, and she is just absolutely going to be fabulous in that role.
Does she look like Marilyn Monroe? Nobody looks like Marilyn Monroe.
No, nobody does.
Can't do that.
But it's going to be great. And another local actor, Tyler Williams, he's been in Oklahoma. He's been in several. He was in Peter Pan. I mean, he's just got some great chops. He's a good kid.
Tyler is wonderful. I would come just to see Tyler, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So for the general population out there, how do they get tickets?
They can get them through Cascade. They sell them for Riverfront Playhouse. They handle all the ticket sales and managing the seating for Riverfront. They can come to the door, but it's kind of risky. If we're sold out, they're not going to get in. So the best way is to get ticket in advance through Cascade Theater.
And generally speaking, you have shows what days of the week?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Then there are some special nights. There's media night coming up next Wednesday night. And then there are what we call buyouts, where organizations buy out the entire theater, and then they have a special event of their own, usually have some hors d'oeuvres or other things happening.
Adult.
Some announcements.
Refreshments.
Oh, yes, there are adult
beverages.
Adult beverages. And so those are special buyouts. They're not open to the public. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
For the public.
Cool.
If you're not attending these performances over at the Riverfront Playhouse, you're missing out on some really great performances. These are really talented people.
Very talented.
And they're great performances. Really? I just, it's a staple here. And I still run into people who don't know where you are.
Yeah.
So, and that's...
Well, let me tell you,
even when you know where you are, it's still hard to find.
Yeah.
But.
Because just moving here, they still had that kind of sign up, and it said, Riverfront, down here on Pine and Placer. And the first time I said, oh, hey, we're going down to the play. I walked down there. I mean, I just moved here, and I think I was right here. So I just walked on down, and I stopped, and I looked at it, and I thought, well, where's everybody? And then it wasn't until after that, I found out you all were down there past Jones Fort. On the
if
you know where Jones Fort is, it's on the other side of the building.
Yeah, a long history down there on East Cypress Avenue, and it's been great to us. But we're hoping to get into a new theater down at Pine and Placer.
That's just going to happen. I just have a feeling that really is going to become a reality and next great thing to happen downtown.
Did you know Edward G. Robinson? Oh, okay, you don't? How about the Arizona State Marching Band? Arizona State Marching Band was in the original bus stop along with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, no. Once you guys open up Pandora's Box, we go for it. Somebody said Edward G. Robinson. I don't think Edward G. Robinson.
Carl, you could have had this whole interview. You could have interviewed yourself. I mean, you apparently know more about this than we do.
No,
you've asked Siri?
I have a producer over there just going for it. And then I got people in here in the chat room. They go for it, and they just tell me everything I need to know. I don't have to think.
Yeah.
I am not an actor. You know, I am just somebody here that, you know, I just read things or I talk. So, anyway.
And we've got some great talent. John Welsh is also,
he's
just done some great stuff here in town. He and Tammy and I were in August Osage County together out at college a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And he's co-directing, and Chris Branscombe is directing, and he's been with the theater quite a long time, and we're really excited about the prospects.
Well, I tell you what, if you want some tickets, it's still early in the morning there for everybody. If you want some tickets, give us a call, 605-4567. We'll do a family pack or a couple at a time. Okay, this is going to start in Saturday night.
Yep.
It's going to go for couple weeks?
No, 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Until, October 14th or 15th, I'm sorry. You caught me looking. For 4 weekends we'll be running.
Great. Okay. This is Bus Stop, and we were here with Daryl Alvey and Bill Seymour. And, break a leg, I think, as they say.
That's what they say. Thank you.
And invite everybody to get a hold of the Cascade Theater and arrange for your tickets so you don't get left out on this one, because they do, sell out these performances.
Exactly.
And the local organizations, that do this, my Seropamus group from Anderson did buyouts for many years, and that was so I got to see all the plays, and we got very involved in it. But it's a good thing for your organization to get on the list to be able to do that. And
plus the fact that money that is, all this goes in to help fund for the new Playhouse.
Absolutely. We're very excited about that. Our capital campaign is coming along.
Still going along.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, the capital campaign, if you really love this stuff and that you got a little extra money you'd like to invest in the future of Shasta County, it's a really good place to put a donation. And I'm sure if you contact anybody down there or look it up online, you can find a way to donate and make this a reality, because that play downtown would be marvelous.
And you can find us on Facebook.
Okay.
And Sylvia, you just won 2 tickets? Is that how many she wants? 2? 4?
All right. Perfect.
And to Bus Stop next Wednesday, a week from yesterday.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thank
good
you.
To see you.
We're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by the Reading Civic Auditorium. For 45 years, it's been an important community resource right here in Reading. We're still on the air, guys. I know you want a donut, but we're still on the air. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach with Trish Clark.
Bus stop with me. She's there. I say it. We share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go. She stays. Love grows under my umbrella.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be a buzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support
support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. Heck, we'll make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any asphalt cowboy. $8 if you wait till Sunday. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
And live radio.
Radio. We're taking selfies. Well, we're not taking selfies. You're bringing back donuts. I told him, that's great. I'm going to go down to bus stop when you're on stage and stand up in the middle of the play and go, hey, let's go get a donut, Bill. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you, great jewelry, great prices, exquisite. In fact,
always got that special something, whatever you decide you need.
Good prices. He's a lot of integrity, a lot of honesty. In fact, don't ask him the question if you don't want the answer. Linda said something to him one day. She said, well, what do you think of that ring? He said, well, not very well made.
He'll do that.
You have not seen Linda go from Linda to the Valkyrie in like 1 second before Bob's seen it. Bob's seen it. Bob still shivers when he thinks about it. Now he wakes up screaming. But anyway, Four Winds Jewelry is a great place to get jewelry. And he has just the finest stuff. He gives great prices. And you can talk to him about it. And if he doesn't have it, he can have it made or designed and then built for you. All that's at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. It's not easy to be here with this woman in this room. Even with all the witnesses, Julie DeProdis is here, along with April Carlton. But you're here for a super, 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 super good reason.
Super good reason.
It's the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. And you all got something going.
Diaperpalooza. It's our third annual Diaperpalooza. Woo! We need some background music, Bob, going, da-da-da. Fantastic. Coming to Redding, California. Actually, all of Shasta County we're doing it in, so yay.
Okay, what's this about?
So we are doing our third annual diaper drive, which is Diaperpalooza. It is a month-long event, and it is really to fulfill diaper need. What is diaper need, you ask? I knew you were going to ask that. It is actually when families struggle to pay for diapers. It is the one thing that high-risk families or low-income families have that doesn't get covered by any service. SNAP doesn't cover it. WIC doesn't cover it. So they're stuck struggling with purchasing diapers. And diapers are very expensive. And before you say, well, why don't you use cloth, which we do take cloth diapers, you can't use cloth diapers for child care. And they have to provide diapers for child care. So the parent is forced to stay at home to take care of a child because they don't have enough diapers to take them to child care or to go to school. So it is a huge need, especially in Shasta County. And we're seeing a lot of it at our Family Resource Center on Bocelli. And that's really why we're hosting this drive, is so that we can fill up our pantry with...
Fill up your diaper bin.
Diaper bin.
With clean diapers.
Exactly.
Non-used diapers, exactly.
Move in closer to that. Okay, non-used diapers. This is April Carlton. Hi. I mean, Julie DeProda took a breath and April jumped in.
It's a rare occasion for Julie.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She is so good. I tell you what, if Julie DeProda is going to raise money for you, just stand back and just open up the bank books. Here it comes.
Yay.
Okay, this is going to be, diaper awareness needs starts a week. Starts September 28th and goes October 4th, but you're already collecting, right?
Right, so we're actually ending.
Where do you collect?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that.
Just a little, you know, I'm a trained professional here.
I could tell. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of our official business sponsors. We also have Shasta County Child Office of Education on Hilltop Drive. They are also collecting. And then last night we just signed up Mary's Pizza Shack. So, of course.
Mary's. You know what? Mary's Pizza Shack.
Both in Anderson and in Ready?
Yes, both the locations.
You know what? They support so many things. You know, you should go down and maybe you can't do it, but you know, I tell you somebody else that supports this community is Jersey Mike's.
Oh yes,
Jersey Mike's, and you know, I mean, they are stupendous when it comes to supporting people, just like Mary's Pizza. I mean, these two organizations are just outstanding.
Oh, Bev, we were their month of giving in March, and they gave us we were so surprised.
It's almost embarrassing. You know how much they have given from I know this because I'm a friend, and also they've been on the show that in less than 2 years they've given out over $17,000 to causes here.
Yeah.
Just from Jersey Mike's.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's not even saying about Carl's Jr., because they do a lot of things that way, too, that you don't even hear about. So, okay. So if you've got any type, you can go out there and pick up diapers at the big box stores and come on down.
Any
and drop
sizes?
Them.
Or is there a greater need for a certain size, a more general?
And for you, Jarhead, no, it's no senior diapers. So don't even go down there.
You know, we have a good supply of the smaller diapers. One of the biggest needs are kind of those old, the bigger sizes, the size 3, 4, 5 is the sizes that we see a lot. I know yesterday we had a mom walk off the street coming into our Family Resource Center looking for some diapers for her little newborn baby, just not able to make ends meet, and just came in asking if we could help out. But it are those bigger sizes that we're really seeing a need for.
Okay, so 3, 4s, and 5s.
Absolutely.
If they're older than that, you really don't want to put diapers on them, right?
Well.
3, 4s, and 5s.
Maybe they need to start training them at that point.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So just cases of those.
Yes.
And or just anything you might.
Or gift cards. Gift cards to any of the stores that sell diapers, because we can purchase the diapers also. Or if your child is grown out of diapers and you have packets of diapers that no longer fit, we'll take those too.
Diapers, wipes, anything you got to give for these families in need.
Okay. All right. This is a good thing you do.
And the Shasta County, tell us a little bit more about the sponsoring agent here, the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. What else do you do besides diapers?
Great question. So we have a couple of parent partner programs, especially our Family Resource Center that's here in Reading on Bocelli. We work with families that have children living in Shasta County. All they have to do is just come in, give us a call. They have access to free clothes, diapers, parenting education. We have a whole room dedicated just for families to be able to come in, let their kids play with some toys, get connected to resources. Have a computer and office equipment, so if they need to make phone calls to, you know, find
appointments. Where are you located at again?
We're at 3609 Bocelli, Suite A. So it's south on Bocelli as you get closer to the residential near Estate. So it's a cute little little home. Yes, yeah. Little home.
And what other kind of services can you hook them up? A lot of times when a family is stressed for money, part of the things that fall by the wayside is parenting, mm-hmm. And the kids get kind of caught in the middle of that. So the Shasta County Resource Coordinating Council, as I recall, has always been kind of a place to coordinate some of that, maybe just teach them some parenting skills, some coping mechanisms. Little kids can, when you're stressed, they can really kind of get on your nerves. You need to be able to deal with them in a manner that's good parenting, and you guys give classes in that, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe hook them up with some job skills, get them ready to take care of their children in a better way, and so those are all kinds of things that are important when you're under this kind of stress.
Absolutely. So we have, and this mom, like I mentioned yesterday, that came in, she has a little baby, and when you're not able to afford diapers and your babies have to stay in those soil diapers a little longer, babies tend to get a little crankier, little rashes happen, putting moms really at a place of a higher risk of even child abuse, because they're not knowing what to do. They're not able to meet those needs for their babies.
Because most of them probably have no parenting skills or very little parenting skills.
Right, and so you add into play, a cranky little baby and a mom feeling or a dad feeling, unable to provide for their kids, and even older siblings. This mom in particular has an older child who's also learning to deal with another human in the household, so they're experiencing some disobedience and, defiance to mom and trying to show who's boss in the house. So, there's a lot of tension going on, and, just being able to provide those diapers to her yesterday, I took a great deal of stress off knowing that at least she'll, for the next, few days.
Does she
days,
have anybody else in the family besides just her?
She does, but with some work issues kind of going on in the home, she wasn't able to really make ends meet. And even a full-time minimum wage provider in the home isn't enough to satisfy, paying all the bills.
That.
And
you can't. You know what? And you can't. So
no,
and then when you keep having kids, it doesn't help.
Right.
I mean, it must have been a surprise on how this happens.
Right.
Okay. But it does happen. And we do have safety nets here. In this case, you guys are doing a great job.
Yes.
You really are. And you know what? It'd be nice if everything was ideal.
Oh, yes.
Oh, everybody had a home. Everybody had a job. Everybody had enough money. Everybody had – kids were raised great. They all did great in school. Life's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people like you two and your organization that are out there to help them make ends meet and help them – there's no reason that children should suffer because of maybe – decisions parents have made.
Right.
So
we never know who's going to end up in this situation. I know in particular this mom that came in, there's a workers comp issue going on, and you can have a fully functioning household and a home and all of a sudden just
it does. And that's why we need safety nets. And
absolutely,
this is why we've got plenty of organizations around this town that do that, but this is one of the great ones. So, okay, everybody, if you've got diapers, you take them down to Pacelli Lane, you take them to Mary's Pizza. These are all clean diapers in packages, of course, and you can even bring them here.
Yay!
If you've got diapers and you're coming by, bring us a couple cases of diapers. We'll talk to everybody about it.
Yay. Good. That's a great opportunity. And again, invite everybody to take advantage of the other things that you're offering there, because we try to solve problems and not just continue to, get them to parenting skills.
Oh, wow.
That they know how to take care of their children and maybe avoid some of these situations and teach them how to get a job and those things rather than just enable the behavior to continue.
Proactive instead of reactive.
Absolutely.
There you go. Okay. Thank you very much. Diaperpalooza, it's this month. Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Take them down to 3609 Pacelli. You can take them to the Anderson Teen Center. You can take them to the admin building on Benton Drive, but you also can take them to Mary's Pizza. And now?
Cornerstone. Don't forget
Cornerstone.
Oh, and
Cornerstone Bank. And, of course, KCNR 1460.
Yay!
And, okay, just say it out loud. Say it out loud.
Oh.
Walk in here. Say it out loud.
Yes,
okay.
She wants to say you can also order them online on Amazon. We have a wish list, so you could do it right now from the comfort of your own home.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Go into Amazon. Go into the wish list. Boom.
Right there.
Perfect.
There you go.
Awesome. Woo!
First sounds like, okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I tell you what, Ted Leidy's got a whole team of professional NRA instructors. I'm going to call Ted and say, Ted, get some diapers for the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council.
Yay!
And anyway, during the classes, if you don't have a gun that fits your hand and you're not sure, they will provide a gun and ammo for you during the class, and then help select the right pistol for you so that you can handle it and that you can carry it safely. All of this from Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822. They're going to have an advanced pistol course. I guess that's the easiest way of putting it, on October 25th. October 25th will be an advanced pistol course for those with your concealed carry that allows you to take in that next step where you're shooting and moving.
Then I want to just jump in that one bit you talked about, the hand, the gun, the proper gun for your fit. Don't let Uncle Bill tell you the gun you should have, and don't tell somebody else. Go to these classes. If you don't have a gun, for a woman, it's so important that you have a gun that fits your hand and you're comfortable with.
Right.
So let these experts pick it out for you.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages with an update, hopefully, what's happening with the state of Jefferson.
Your daily dose of caffeine and support Turtle Bay Exploration Park at Caffeinate for a Cause. On Thursday, September 17th, Dutch Bros locations in Redding and Palisadro will be taken over by local celebrities to serve as your baristas and help raise money for Turtle Bay. Stop by any location between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to support your favorite exploration park. Make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook and meet your celebrities. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 74 degrees, going up to 104 today. Thank you to our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, who bring us weather reports every day. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. It is 11 minutes until 8 o'clock, and our guest on the phone is Terry Raposa. Terry's going to give us an update. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, Trish, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Terry?
Doing well. Last night we went to Rotary in Anderson, which was really great.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was a bunch of really neat people. They invited us to come in and speak.
And how about that senior center down there?
Well, every place I go, he cooks. You go to the air show and Bernie, he's cooking. Every place you go, he's cooking. In fact, he should probably start a restaurant when he retires, Carl. We can invest in his business. It could be Papa Tom's Portuguese Barbecue.
There you go. You know what? You see him around. You see him around everywhere. Hey, second anniversary of the State of Jefferson movement.
Yeah, who
movement.
Would think, huh? Wow.
Yeah. And then, but there's been, I think one of the birthday presents was, did I see 10 counties or something like that?
We expect to have 10 counties before the end of October, yes. Possibly 12, but we do expect to have 10, yes. And that'll give us enough for legislation. And it's really amazing the amount of people that are getting behind this. It's really kind of fun. We were in the fair, as you know, the Intermountain Fair this last weekend. We got well over 1,000 signatures of support, over 1,000.
Well, you know, it's funny. Terry, I guess it's not funny, Terry. And Chris and I have talked about this. Like, our guest for our next hour is Mark Meckler.
Right.
And he's a national-level guy, but he's out of Grass Valley. And he talks all over the United States on this Convention of States plus a number of other things. But the Convention of States, that it just seems in the last 2 to 3 years, people have become so upset with our government and the way the government is treating the citizens that it just seems like there's just an uprising throughout the whole America.
Well, yeah, and when you stop and look at this, and it's amazing. When we were in El Dorado, we had 500 people at that Board of Supervisors meeting. Highway Patrol had to stop people a mile up the road from coming in. We had ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, Sacramento Bee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera there. And Reading, it's like this is a bubble.
It's us.
And I talked about the other day.
It's us.
Amazing to me. It's just a bubble. It never ceases to amaze me when I look all around and say, "Wow, this is these people really don't get anything other than the fact of I don't know where the next chili cook-off is. I guess I don't know
the next chili cook-off.
Well, and you're up in the Intermountain area at the Shasta District Fair or the Shasta County Fair, and you get 1,000 signatures.
Yes.
And yet down here in the city of Reading with our very narrow-minded Board of Supervisors, they're not interested, and they're so not interested that didn't they pass some kind of a thing that the whole bunch of them has to want to talk about it, or they don't even put it on the agenda again?
Well, Les Baugh had told Mark Barrett that he would get it on the agenda. In fact, his quote was, "If I say it can be done, it will be done." That was his quote. And, of course, we got on there, and I had asked Les the morning that we went into to do public comment, which is all that they allowed. There was 250 people there, and I asked Les Baugh that morning, I said, "Well, what about our presentation?" And he looked at me and says, "Well, that's the first I've ever heard of it," with a smile. And I said, "Les, you got to be kidding. You and I have talked about it. You said it during your campaign speeches." I mean, it's appalling. It's appalling to me. I mean, if they don't want to do it, fine. But give us a presentation. I mean, good golly.
You know, for 15 minutes, and then they spend 4 hours on chemtrails. Hey, there is a comment from the chat room. 165 years ago yesterday, California became a state. At that time, it was said, "This state's too big. It should be 2 or 3 states."
Yes, that's exactly correct. In fact, they tried to make it that way. They've tried to do it, I believe, 100 times. Because
several.
It is too big. It's just... You know, they just have different issues than we do. And gosh, you know, when you stop and think about the size of California, it takes Brian Daly 9 hours to drive from one end of his district to another.
Well, the fact is that there's so many people that have signed up, so many people that are interested in this. And the county of Shasta can be, I think there could be enough pressure put on the Board of Supervisors that they can at least come in and listen to a presentation, You know, that's the part is, I think what they said was, it's going to take the majority of the supervisors, not counting, one person who voted again. It's going to take a majority of the supervisors to say, "Yes, I want to hear the presentation," before they can come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was David Keogh who did that. And David Keogh had that written down. And of course, he just made it up right then. He wrote it down. And Les Baugh, just before David Keogh spoke, made the comment, "David, speak up so they can all hear you."
Well. Anyway, okay, so the State of Jefferson movement is still going strong.
It's interesting because you talk about, for example, Convention of States. Now, we really don't have anything to do with Convention of States other than Ginny Rapini, who is the coordinator for Convention of States, is on our committee for the State of Jefferson in Placer County, and her husband, Dell, are absolutely fabulous people, just fabulous people. And good friends.
Just quickly, Terry.
I think everybody wants liberty. I'm just amazed on the press here, the bubble. Just like you said, Carl, I mean, here you're right across the street from KRCR. The folks are leaving to go back to Arlington, and KRCR doesn't have a camera out there. I was talking to Linda Kent yesterday, and she had a camera strapped to her head, I guess, as she rode into Arlington because one of the major news stations wanted to see that. I mean, they were greeted everywhere.
I know.
And we didn't have one elected official either, did we, my friend?
Nope, not one, nor the representative. And I've, of course, heard from several of the elected officials that, oh, my gosh, I didn't know about it. It wasn't my fault. And my family's been in, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, you know what, frankly, I just report it when I blog that. I just report what I see. I talk about what I saw there. You know, I don't ask for excuses. I don't say one thing or another. I just said they're not there. And that if you really, you know, if it's election year,
they would be
there. They're everywhere.
That's
exactly
right.
Everywhere. And you know, I mean, frankly, I mean, this, you know, starts at the top and goes all the way down state, federal, county, city. So don't expect, you know, the only thing I can say is don't expect veterans to always be there.
Terry,
you know,
through the state.
I think you hit the nail on the head, frankly, when you talked about how the elected officials weren't there. They were there everywhere else. I mean, you had people walking out in Chicletown. I mean, they were in Susanville. I mean, how can nobody know in Redding? I mean, come on.
I know.
Come on, man.
It's pathetic. Okay. Anyway.
Terry, list the counties that we have. You're talking 10 counties.
So
who are they?
Okay, the counties we have so far are Siskiyou, Modoc, Lassen, Lake, Yuba, Tehama,
Glenn?
I'm getting there. Sutter, and last but not least, my wife is shouting to me. Just a second.
You can write it
Glenn
down.
County.
Glenn County. What?
Yeah,
Glenn
County, and they went 5-0. In fact, the Glenn County Board of Supervisors heard two town halls and then wrote us and said, send us a declaration, and voted it 5-0.
Well, you know, and for people that are just maybe just moving here or just what exactly, this is about, the State of Jefferson is about representation.
Yes, sir.
This is about representation and nothing more than that.
Yes, sir.
We have one assemblyman, one senator for all of Northern California. And the fact is that no matter how good they are, it's still one vote.
That's exactly right.
And what,
you know,
what people believe in the...
You nailed it, because prior to 1964, most counties had a senator. And then when they reappropriated all the districts, which is unconstitutional, because as you know, in the United States Congress, every state, whether it's small like Wyoming with 900,000 people or large like California with 40 million, have two senators. And the reason they do that and have that, and the House is based on population, is so that the smaller townships and counties could be represented just as well as, at the time, Boston and New York, which were the larger cities. And we were on that federal model up until 1964, when Chief Justice Warren said, hey, rocks and trees can't vote. It's one man, one vote. Now, here's one last thing I need to tell you very quickly.
You've only got like a minute left.
Ted Gaines, who is our current senator, I know, who's a frequent guest on your program, Carl.
No, he's not. In fact,
anyway,
I don't know if he's ever – he may have been on once.
I saw his sign once.
We saw his sign once.
I have a story about that, but I don't know if I have time. Anyway,
no, we don't.
Ted Gaines basically voted for – are you ready for this? He wanted them not to change one man, one vote, because there is a court case in Texas. And the reason he did not want to do it is because he felt that the children of immigrants should have as much right. Well, rights are one thing and voting's another thing. Now, here's the kicker. And you and I talked about this, Carl.
We have to run.
The census of people, in other words, people, whether they're illegal, legal, whatever the case may be, count in the vote. That dilutes the voter. It's not based on the voter. It's based on population.
That's right. Okay. All right. Thanks, Terry. Thanks for the update.
Hey, guys. Have a great day, huh?
You bet. Okay. After we take our break, we're having Mark Meckler on again. This guy is the national, it's been all over the news and everything on this convention of states. And this is something that really we want to get into, a convention of states. But he also has quite a few other opinions on Trump, immigration, and more. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Thursday. What a great day it is. It's going to go up to 107, 104 today. 8 o'clock on the 10th of September.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Sheriff's deputies have arrested a protester outside of Baltimore courthouse where a judge is set to hear arguments about moving the trials of six city police officers charged in the arrest and death of Freddie Gray. Protesters are demanding that there be no change of venue, that the trial take place right there in Baltimore. Expectations for U.S. consumer spending appear to have dimmed in July as wholesalers cut their inventory slightly and sales were down.
The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles fell 0.1% while sales declined by 0.3%. This follows a solid 0.7% increase in inventories and 0.4% sales hike in June. Cheaper oil prices are weighing on wholesaler holdings, while consumer spending elsewhere has yet to totally offset the steep decline in petroleum costs.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting the Labor Department today, informing us that jobless claims were down slightly last week. An afternoon vote in the Senate will seal the outcome of the president's controversial nuclear deal on Iran. Democrats confident they have the votes needed to block a disapproval resolution pushed by Republicans, even though a handful of Democrats are also opposed to the deal, including Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Congressman Mike Pompeo says the administration simply has not provided enough information.
We shouldn't be asked to vote an agreement that the Ayatollah has read, but no American has.
As for Congressman Chris Stewart, also a Republican, he says opponents are looking for any way they can to block that.
This is a deeply flawed agreement. We think that it's going to endanger our national security.
Thousands of Seattle teachers marching on picket lines yesterday, striking for the first time in three decades. And yes, Seattle Public Schools spokeswoman Stacey Howard says the district understands they have not had a cost of living increase in a while.
We must protect our fiscal health as we support our teachers. Our goal is a contract that puts student first.
Well, the strike comes amid increasing complaints that teachers' salaries have not kept up with the city's booming tech economy. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
China's premier says his government plans to allow foreign central banks into the market in which Chinese banks trade foreign currency in its latest move to open its state-dominated economy.
Premier Li Keqiang said the economy was shock-resistant and resilient. Incomes were rising, he pointed out, and more than 7 million jobs had been created this year. His message was clear. China will meet its economic targets for 2015, and the government has plenty of resources to make sure that it does.
That is the BBC's John Sudworth reporting. The company behind the Oreo and Cadbury brand says it plans to have 50% of its portfolio contain healthy snacks within the next 5 years. Mondelez International also says it's looking to simplify ingredients and nutritional information for its products as it develops new goods to meet consumer demand for healthier foods. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A new $26 million visitor center complex opening today to the public at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania. The family members of the victims of that terrorist attack had a first-hand look yesterday. Debbie Borza tragically lost her daughter, Diora, on Flight 93, but she says the photos of the passengers on board, the victims, like her daughter, will personalize the experience for those who visit.
I was privileged to have, you know, Diora all my life, so now she's a part of the visitors' lives as they come through.
The plane went down in southwestern Pennsylvania after passengers and crew caught wind of the terrorist attacks that were going on that day and fought back against their four hijackers. Fiat Chrysler recalling more than 1.5 million trucks to fix problems with side impact and driver's side airbags. The bigger of the two recalls announced today covers 1.35 million Ram pickups. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Thursday.
Anyway, tonight is On the Spot with Molly Kidd. Yeah, Molly Kidd's tonight on the spot. When she's got all types of guests and giveaways, too. So, good morning, everybody. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It is 6 after 8 here in the morning on September 10th.
We really need a silent camera feed just on all the time. Not what is said in here during the breaks, but just the comings and goings and dashing in to find the seat with about 4.5 seconds left.
Us?
It's all very interesting, and it's 75 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for sunny and hot with a high near 105 today. Tonight, a low around 70. On Friday, 107. Saturday, still 102, and on Sunday, 100 degrees. So we're going to have triple-digit weather for a while yet, even though it should be getting towards fall. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, and speaking of heat, let's talk about Alliance Heating and Air. They are here to make sure that air conditioning that you have works, and it's still going to be in the hundreds. And if you've been kind of limping along and you've still got, it's a combination air conditioner and heating system, HVAC there, then is it going to work when it gets cold here? Well, why don't you call Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business who gives just outstanding work, integrity and honesty as a part of everything they do there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his group, are just they just do outstanding work. Okay, Trish. Wow.
We had, you know, so many things we needed to talk about this morning, and now I'm so looking forward to our special guest this morning, but we didn't get a chance to talk about all the things we needed to.
Not yet, but you know what? I think there's things that take, you know, when we start talking about precedents, and we just had, you know, the state of Jefferson on, talking about the state of Jefferson, and my whole thing, what I mentioned was the whole, it seems like the whole country is seething with unrest about what's going on.
As well, it should be.
And it's not just in Northern California, it's in Oklahoma and Nebraska, and it's becoming it's not a class war, it's an urban versus rural type of question that, you know, that the people in the rural areas are voting and think completely different than people along the coast or the major urban centers. When you get into those
feelings are more pronounced when you get into the Midwest and the southern states. On the trip that I took in the spring, I noticed it so much more in all of those small, like you say, rural areas. As I traveled across the United States in my motorhome, there's a whole lot more unrest out there than there is in California.
Okay, and our next guest, Mark Meckler, is one of the founder of Convention of States and a number of other organizations that people are joining and a nationwide movement to question what our government's doing. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Great to be with you guys.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
And Mark is, he's not from Nebraska. He's from Grass Valley. So am I right there or somewhere around there?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Just down the state from you guys. So I know the beauty that you guys experience there in Northern California, and it's my favorite place in the country. Shasta, one of the most beautiful places in the nation as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
We concur.
Hey, tell our listeners what the Convention of States is.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting because I travel all over the country. I've been, like you did in your motorhome, but I'm doing it every day. And I've been in my 21st state this week. I'll be in 22 by the end of this weekend this year. And one of the things I hear consistently is that nobody believes folks in Washington, D.C. serve any of us. And I hear that across the political spectrum. And people are frustrated, and they're frustrated whether their party's in power or not. They don't like what's going on in Washington, D.C. Most people would say that D.C. stands for doesn't care for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And so the question is, what do we do about it, right? Do we believe that electing the right people will fix everything? And I think if you're a conservative like I am, and you've seen the Republicans take over the House of Representatives and the Senate, and maybe coming here soon, the presidency, question is, do you believe that will fix what ails the country? And I ask that question in hundreds of speaking engagements across the country. The universal answer, left or right, is no. Doesn't really matter who's in Washington, D.C. The trajectory is the same. It'll change a little bit from party to party, philosophy to philosophy, but basically the same stuff comes out of Washington, D.C., which is what's good for D.C., not good for the people. So then that begs the question, if that's not enough to elect good people, what do we do about it? And luckily, the founders gave us the answer. That answer is found in Article 5 of the Constitution. And the second clause of Article 5 allows us, the people, to call a convention of states to propose amendments to the Constitution to restrain the scope, the power, and the jurisdiction of the federal government. And so the Convention of States project is dedicated to restraining the scope, power, and jurisdiction of the federal government. It's a project that I founded, our organization, Citizens for Self-Governance. It's endorsed by Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, Colonel Alan West, and many others. And that's what our plan is to get the states together, the people who actually created the federal government, and to restrain the federal government's power.
And so you've been traveling, like you said, throughout the United States, and this the convention. How does that actually happen?
Well, the way it works is it takes 34 states to actually make application or to call a convention. And once 34 states do that, then the states get together in convention, they propose amendments, and it takes 38 states to actually ratify any amendment that comes out of convention. And so far, we have 37 states across the country that have filed concurrent identical resolutions in their state legislatures calling for a convention. It has to be voted on in the legislatures. It's been passed so far in Florida, Georgia, Alaska, and Alabama. So the movement's actually taking place right now all across the country.
Well, here's a question, and it's coming up from our from our listeners and up through our chat room here. But is it the state that picks then the people that go to the Constitutional Convention?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So in true Federalist fashion, the way it works is the states will decide how their delegates are chosen and exactly who those delegates are.
And how they vote.
And how many delegates does each state have? Is it by population?
You know, each state decides how many delegates they'll send, but because it's a convention of states, and that's what it says in the Constitution, and it's not a convention of delegates, each state gets a single vote as a state. So, they can send 100 delegates, but those delegates are going to have to decide on how they vote each with a single vote.
Okay. So the state then, if it's a state like California, which could send 10 delegates, they get one vote, and then they can propose amendments. What I'm going to do, Mark, if you don't mind, I'm going to take an early break here so we can have a little more time to talk about this on the other end.
Sure. No problem.
Because this one is a lot of questions because a lot of our chat room here is kind of fraught with a little bit of concerned about once you get in there and you start, tinkering
that, you know, is it going to be like
free for all?
Is it going to end up as a free for all that could end up even costing us more freedoms?
Sure, happy to address that.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business right here in town, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's for coffee and cold drinks, wines, beers, any type of coffee making machine. They have coffee by the pound there instead of the regular 12-ounce, you know, coffee that you can buy that's loose. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that has it all. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's in Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're with Mark Meckler. We're talking about a convention of states to limit the power of the federal government and how this can work, how it may work, and is there any dangers in this convention. We'll be right back.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zane the Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, we'll make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 if you wait till Sunday. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, September the 10th. 75 degrees out there right now, going up to 104. Thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for the weather report. 605-4567 if you have questions. And I know, guys, the chat room is loaded here with questions. And so we're going to be getting to that with our guest, Mark Meckler, who is the founder of the Convention of States movement, or one of the founders of it. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at View 202. Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. Linda and her jazz ensemble plays from 11 to 1. Okay, Bob, just give him a call back then. And so you can have brunch there from 11 to 1 and listen to Linda, or just be there from 11 to 2.
And it's such a nice venue.
It's a great day. And you can go out and just look at the river. Service is great. Food's great. We got it all. Meanwhile, we just heard the are you sure it clicked off?
Yes.
Okay, it clicked off, so we're calling Mark back at this time. And to talk about the convention and also other things, too. But great questions, great questions. There's a danger of what happens if the people, you know, people who are more, you know, in a more of a socialist type of thought process get start asking, you know, that they gain control. What can happen to the Constitution then?
Well, and there's a, it's about, I think, limiting. I'm not sure how many things can be brought up, and I think you can put limiting language in there as to what things you're going to talk about.
I think so too. I think it can be on very specific. You know, it can be we're going to discuss an amendment too, and that's what the it can be. The, that can be what it is. It can't be oh we're going to discuss all the amendments, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What's it saying there? You've got it. You've got the
well, I've got the Article 5 in front of me, and it says that the Congress, whenever two-thirds of the houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to the Constitution. Or no, then that's not the right
that's
one.
That's not. It's Article 2, but. Article 5, but it's the second part. But we got Mark back on. Good morning, Mark. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I don't know what happened to the signal there. It just clicked. Hey, Mark, lots of questions here. And I'm really glad you're on because this is something that when you see all the, like I said, all the people, all the movements that are going on now, the unrest with the government's thinking, like you said, D.C. stands for doesn't care. But we have a lot of questions here. So the thing is that you said 30, how many states have to ratify it to have the convention? 34?
34 have to call. That's two-thirds of the states. And then it takes 38 states or three to ratify the amendment.
Okay. Are you on a cell phone, by the way?
I am.
Okay, because you're going in and out now for some reason. Okay, so 38 have to pass. Now, do all the states have to be at the convention?
No, it's not. Their attendance certainly isn't mandatory, but if the convention is called, no doubt all 50 states will want to play a role, so they'll all come.
Okay. So if that's the case now, and so each state gets one vote, and no matter how many delegates they send, they just still get one vote. Now, here's some of the questions.
Can we're talking about a convention of states, sovereign states, and as sovereign states, they each get one vote.
Okay. We're going to have to call you back at the break. I'm going to keep you on right now, but at the break, do you have a landline there?
I do. You see, I'm not a place where I have a landline.
Okay. You're breaking up a lot here. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. The question is then, can you limit the convention to saying that this is what we're going to vote on? Or is it, once you get started, is it kind of like everything's on the table?
No, I mean, we have a long history of conventions in America. There have been over 40 of them, not conventions for proposing amendments to the Constitution, but many interstate conventions. All of them are convened according to what's called an application or a call. And the call serves as the rails for the convention. It says what the convention is about. And in our case, what we're proposing is what's called a subject matter convention. It has three subject matter areas. One is proposing fiscal restraints on the federal government. The second is imposing scope and jurisdictional restraints on the federal government. And the third is imposing term limits on federal officials, including the federal judiciary.
Okay, because as many people know, or maybe they don't know, is that a lot of the judges, especially on the Supreme Court, they're appointed forever. no matter if they're there for 10 years, 30 years, or 2 years.
Well, and interestingly, the founders certainly never intended that. The average age of an appointee was 47 in the time of founders. Average life expectancy was 54. So they had no intent that these folks would serve for 20 or 30 years on the bench and affect American jurisprudence in that way.
Okay, I've got one of the chat room people we have here says, Article 5 says nothing about the convention setting up its own rules. And
yeah, that's correct. Article 5 is very brief. In fact, there's two sections. You guys read the first section. The second section is the one that allows the states to call. And the reason that it wasn't discussed as more specifics in Article 5 is because the vast majority of members of the Constitutional Convention had participated in previous conventions in their lifetime. They knew how these things operated. They operate according to standard procedures. Each convention does indeed adopt its own rules. And in fact, currently our organization has enlisted the help of the number one expert in the nation on Article 5, Professor Rob Nadelson. There's a draft set of rules for the convention that already exists.
Okay. Another question we had was that since the government doesn't follow the Constitution now, why would it follow it in the future with the new rules?
Yeah, I think that's the very best question that exists. It's the question that I asked before I got involved in this project. And there's really a two-part answer. And the first part is probably going to shock you as conservatives as much as it shocked me. And the answer is that mostly the federal government does follow the Constitution. And there are notable exceptions, but mostly it does follow it. It's just that we define Constitution differently. You and I and all your listeners think of the Constitution, that one we carry around in our pockets, the one that's under glass in the National Archives. Unfortunately, that Constitution is now just a fantasy. We don't live under that Constitution anymore. We have a second Constitution in America, which is the one that has been destroyed and reinterpreted by the Supreme Court over the last 115 years. We live under that Constitution. And mostly what the government does lies within the bounds of that Constitution as interpreted by the Supreme Court. So that's a fundamental problem, literally, for which there is no other fix except for Article 5. So let me give you a very specific example of that. Most of us know what the Commerce Clause is. It was a very narrow grant of power to the federal government to regulate the shipment of goods across state lines. That's what the founders understood it to mean. Back in 1787, the word commerce actually meant the shipment of goods, so interstate commerce, the shipment of goods across state lines. Today, the Supreme Court has interpreted interstate commerce so broadly as it means anything that affects business, and in fact, they now say not doing business affects business, so they can regulate virtually anything under the Interstate Commerce Clause. If you don't like that, and I don't, because about 40% of the federal government is justified under that, the only way to fix that is under Article 5.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. What you said is that the Constitution that founded our country here, our nation, has been reinterpreted over the last 160 years by the Supreme Court, which, you know, obviously it's true because we have them still saying that something like national being forced to buy health insurance comes under it's constitutionally okay. You know, even though that the only reason that you have to buy it is because you're breathing and for no other reason. Okay, so you've got, okay, so the Constitution, but even then, okay, but let's go back to this thing then, because that I understand what you said, but the question was, is even if you pass, you know, even right. If the convention is held, how do you hold them to that?
Well, let's look at the history of amendments in this country. So we've got a whole bunch of them that were adopted under the first provision of Article 5, and all of those amendments are followed. But you can't point to any of those amendments that are not pretty much strictly followed. You know, we passed women's suffrage. We've never gone back on that. Passed the 18-year-old vote, never gone back on it. Repealed prohibition, never gone back on that. Equal protection, never gone back on that. And so there's a reason for that. It's not because amendments are magic. It's because amendments take an immense act of political muscle. This is the one thing that politicians understand. In other words, it takes the majority the population, the legislatures in 38 states, which is way more than the majority, a vast supermajority of the states, to be in favor of and to approve any amendment. And so what that means is that the vast majority of the American public is dramatically in favor in order to pass something. Now, politicians are, by and large, not leaders, they're followers. You know, they lick the finger, hold it up in the air, and see the way the wind is blowing. What you'll find is when you pass an amendment that all the politicians stand up and say, hey, I was the, you know, fill-in-the-blank amendment guy long before anybody else. I was the balanced budget guy. I love the balanced budget. I was the term limits guy. I love term limits. This is how politicians work, and this is the reason that all the amendments are followed, because once you get to an amendment, it's a capstone of a vast, muscular political movement. Amendments don't change American society. Amendments put capstones on things that the American society already broadly believes.
But, Mark, I would challenge that statement only to the effect that I personally believe that Amendment 1, Amendment 2, and Amendment 3 have been roundly, specifically, Amendment 1 and Amendment 2 have been totally misinterpreted by the courts over just the last few years, specifically as it comes to Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. That says they can't do anything about it.
Hold on a second. Hold on. We're not disagreeing at all. You're actually agreeing with precisely what I'm saying, which is the only way that we drift away from the Constitution is when the Supreme Court reinterprets the Constitution.
But what you said is that the amendments have been followed, and I would say that they have not.
The question was, why would the federal government follow the amendments? And they have. And they've largely followed the amendments. The exception is, in the last 115 years, the Supreme Court has drifted away from the Constitution. And so what we could sit around and we could all complain and lament that we're losing our religious liberty freedom. We can all complain and lament we're losing freedom of speech, the federal government is growing too big, et cetera, et cetera. We can all moan and cry about that, and a lot of people get a lot of satisfaction from doing that. I don't. What I want to know is, how do you fix that? And there is no other way. And I challenge you to propose another way that you're going to fix the problems with the Supreme Court. I mean, if you think you're going to nominate the right kind of justices, then you don't understand our legal system, because you could get the right justices on the court, then you have to get the right case, you have to get to rise up in the right district, federal district court, with the right judges all the way up, and then you got to pray that you don't get a John Roberts or an Anthony Kennedy to pull something.
You got it.
That's no way to fix the nation.
No, you're right. So we need to, in some cases, maybe amend the amendment.
Well, so if I could propose...
Mark, we need to take a break here. So
yeah, no problem.
We're waiting for you when we come back on proposing this amendment. Okay, our guest is Mark Meckler, talking Convention of States. I tell you what, we have a very eclectic audience. I mean, from all spectrums here, Mark. And my chat room is just burning right now. I can't even get to all the questions and all the comments on it, but we're going to try to do that when we get back. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, Second Amendment, my friends, located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Customer service, any type of gun or long gun that you may want to have, any type of pistol, he's got it there. All the shooting accessories, ammo, hard to find ammo. He's got it all. John Bastiani and fine gunsmiths and classes for concealed carry and hunter safety. All this at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Also, veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's 77 degrees, going up to 104 today. It is 8:32 in the morning here on September the 10th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Karis Hennett with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, September 11th at 7:30 on KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, September the 10th. I'm here with Trish Clark, on the spot with Molly.
Really interesting subject.
Yeah, on the spot with Molly Kidd tonight at 6 o'clock. 77 degrees, going up to 104 today. Thank you, weather report from Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold right there, my friends, man's last stronghold. And you know what else? They're great people. Everybody goes there to get their haircut. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue, of course, in Cypress Square Shopping Center across from Subway. Head on down a little bit further down the street on Athens and go to Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy down there. Get a hug as you walk in and some of the best breakfast and lunch you'll ever have right there at Classy Cafe. Our guest today is Mark Meckler, who is into the Convention of States, among other things he's involved in. And welcome back, Mark. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for continuing to have me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I understand what you're saying, that, you know what, we can sit here and whine about it, or we can, you know, do something about it. And the question is that when we, you know, it says here is that the convention can be called, or the two-thirds of Congress can make a change in the amendments. Or, I'm trying to find the right spot here that, you know, that they had quoted, but, or two-thirds of the states, the Congress wherever two-thirds of both houses deem it necessary shall propose amendments to the Constitution, or the application of the legislatures of two-thirds of the several states shall call a convention for proposing amendments, which in either case shall be valid to all. So there's where the power is to do it. But do the states vote on it? But or is it their representatives in the House and the Senate?
So the way it works is if two-thirds of the states call the convention, the states get together in convention, they debate amendments. Those amendments must be proposed according to the convention parameters set by the application. As I said, in our case, only things that are even germane can be debated are things like term limits, fiscal restraints, and scope and jurisdiction restraints. So those things get debated. And if a majority of states agree to propose any amendment, and remember, the states aren't agreeing that they want that amendment, they're just saying it should be proposed. If 26 states agree to propose any amendment, then those amendments go out to the states for ratification. And the ratification requires ratification by 3/4 of the state legislatures, both houses of the legislatures, generally speaking.
Okay, so after the amendments or the new amendments or the tightening or whatever it's proposed there, still has to go back out to the same states that had called the convention.
That's correct.
And then 2/3 of their legislatures have to
vote
for it.
Three-fourths
of their state legislators have to agree to that.
Right, so it takes 38 states to ratify anything. This is a critically important point. You'll hear a lot of people say, oh, it's going to run away, it's going to go crazy, we're going to lose the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, et cetera. Let me explain to you something that you have to believe that I will characterize as crazy, if you believe it. I'm going to say that up front, which is, remember, if it takes 38 states to ratify, it takes only 13 states to stop anything, right? And so, actually, only one house in each of 13 states, because both houses have to ratify. And so, what you actually have to believe, if you believe in this crazy runaway theory, is you have to believe, for example, that the convention is going to propose an amendment that would limit our Second Amendment rights, and you have to believe that the 13 most conservative houses in the United States of America are going to vote to limit your Second Amendment rights. Now, you have to believe that if you believe in the runaway. There's no choice. People tell me, oh, I don't believe that, but I still believe in the runaway. Well, if you believe in runaway, you have to believe the 13 most conservative legislatures in the United States of America. And by the way, Texas, that we all consider so red, isn't one of the 13 most conservative. There are 13 more conservative states. You have to believe they're going to vote to limit your Second Amendment rights or your First Amendment rights or any liberty that you love. That's just crazy. That just is impossible. It cannot happen.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I've got a lot of people here that are hardcore conservatives here that have some fears that this is going on. I'm kind of surprised.
Let me give you what I consider the second best argument against the runaway. So when I don't understand a subject fully, and I'm not an expert on everything, I've become an expert on this one from spending a few years on it, but I'm not an expert on most things. I go out and I look at the people who I respect that I rely on for their opinion on especially matters political science. And so for me, I'm going to listen to people like constitutional scholar, talk show host, best-selling author Mark Levin, who wrote the Liberty Amendments, who says that the runaway convention is lunacy, that's only crazy people believe that. I'm going to listen to people like Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity. I'm going to listen to governors, conservative governors like Mike Huckabee and Bobby Jindal, who endorse our project. I'm going to look at a guy that I consider one of the greatest senators ever to live, Senator Tom Coburn, who works for the Convention of States Project. I'm going to listen to Chuck Cooper, the constitutional litigator for the National Rifle Association, who serves on our legal advisory board. If any of these people believe that there was even a 1% chance of a runaway convention and we'd lose our Constitution, do you really believe that great, phenomenal, nationally known conservatives like this would endorse the concept of the project? The answer is no, of course not.
That's interesting.
Good. I think that's you're absolutely right.
Plus, people are throwing out names of people that are against this, and what you've done is say, well, this is one of the things that people and I'd be concerned about that is what happens if it's if it's hijacked.
Let me speak for the people who are against it because I deal with.
Well, I think we've got somebody on the other line here that's going to probably ask you about it. I'm not sure where he falls on this, but. Let's bring on Mark Baird, who is a strong proponent for the state of Jefferson. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Fine. And we've got then Mark Meckler on the other line. Mark, can you hear each other?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, all right. Mark, what did you...
Hey, Mark, thanks for your great work on state of Jefferson. I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you for yours. I appreciate you very much. I just wanted to ask, I think there are some very good people involved in this, and that gives me hope. I think it's a path that's fraught with danger. I think the opportunity for something like this to go awry is large. But my question is, how would the delegates themselves be elected, and how could one prevent states like, for example, California from dominating the conversation in a way that's not very good?
Okay. Well, for me, and I think for you, as a true Federalist, you would love how they're going to be nominated because each state chooses its own nominating process in true Federalist fashion. Remember, this is a meeting of sovereign states. And as sovereign states choose their own process for electing delegates. So I think there'd be a wide variety. Now, like you, I'm from California. I don't have a lot of faith in the delegation that would be sent from California. But I also believe it's my choice to live there just because I don't like what they're going to do politically. I can move somewhere else. But they're going to send... I always
joke that they're going to paint a psychedelic bus and fill it with 100 crazies and send that to wherever they come.
So, I didn't hear that last part, Carl. Could you repeat?
He said that. Yeah, well, Mark Meckler said that he just kind of always pictures that they're going to fill up, they're going to paint three big buses psychedelic colors and put it, you know, full of crazies and send them back east.
That's our California delegation. But here's what we have to look at. In the United States today, the trend is in the conservatives' favor in the states. 31 states have both houses of their legislature, if you include the Nebraska unicam, controlled by Republicans. You have more Republicans controlling houses by number than any time since the 1930s. You have less Democrats in state legislatures by number than any time since the Civil War. The states have become far, far more conservative, and that trend is expected to continue in the upcoming elections. Conservative states will dominate the conference. Just by numbers, there's just no choice.
Did you get
that?
Well,
I'm glad to hear that, and God bless you, and good luck to you. We need liberty, and we don't have all day. The clock is running out.
Clock's ticking.
Thanks, Mark. And you work closely with a lot of people I really admire and respect, so thank you so much for your dedication. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mark. Of course, as people know, is that Mark Baird is one of the spokesmen for the state of Jefferson, and has been, he too has been all over the United States talking about freedom and liberty. Okay, our guest is Mark Meckler. We're talking about a convention of states to amend the Constitution, and where there are people that are against this because of the chance of a runaway convention. Mark addressed that in the sense that that even after you come up with the amendments and the changes, it still has to go back to the states where three-fourths of the states, is that right?
That's correct. 38 states, three-fourths.
Three-fourths of the states have to vote on it through their legislatures, and it's what, three-fourths of the legislatures have to agree on it?
Yeah, you have to get three-quarters of the state legislatures to agree to approve any amendment for
okay.
it to become part of the Constitution.
So that's, you know, three-quarters and three-quarters. That's a tough hurdle, but it's been done before.
It can be done, but the chances of it going awry, I think I'm comforted by the things he said, specifically that it only takes 13 to stop it.
Only three, and you know what the most interesting thing about that is, I think all of us would agree that the thing that legislatures are the best at is doing nothing. And doing nothing means they fail to ratify. So they don't have to propose a bill, they don't have to put it in committee, they never have to debate it, it never has to even enter into discussion, and that means they voted against it.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Holiday Harbor. Hey, there's still water out there. It's still hot. Head on down to Holiday Harbor. They've got some great deals going on. Get that patio boat like I love to do. Float around the lake. Jump into the water. Have a great time. There's plenty of water in Lake Shasta right now. It's only like 250 miles of shoreline instead of 350 miles. So there's still plenty of water out there to fish, swim, boat, ski. Do it all. Holiday Harbor, give them a call at 238-2383. We'll be right back with Mark Meckler, our guest.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, we'll make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 if you wait till Sunday. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
It's our parents, grandparents, loved ones. And as they grow older, they face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeeper Program which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care's Gatekeeper Program, September 19th. You'll be in great company with local celebrities as you stroll the Dieselhorst Bridge at twilight. Enjoy art, wine, brew, paired appetizers and desserts, live entertainment, and dancing under the stars. Get tickets at Grace Place Tea House, 1448 Pine Street in Reading, and online at shiningcare.org. A special thank you to Shasta Regional Medical Center and KIXC for making this event possible.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and myself, Carl Bott.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is 12 minutes until 9 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I tell you, the chat room is just, I mean, on. I guess I could say that they are very busy in there today.
So let's, Mark, you went through.
I have one more commercial.
Okay.
Then you can have it. 63rd Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue, Sunday, September 13th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., $7 pre-sale, $8 day of the barbecue, live auction, all types of things. Tri-tip chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread and coffee, drive-through or eat in the park. That's this Sunday, the 63rd Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue down at Lake Redding Park.
So, Mark, when we first started the conversation, just to reiterate for the people that have joined us and we got off on other things, and you said you had so many states that were already signed up and you already had the three things that you were going to actually address in this convention. Could you reiterate those again?
Sure. The application of the call for convention is what's called a subject matter call. There's three subject matters, and these are literally the only things that can be discussed at convention, are imposing fiscal restraints on the federal government, so things like a balanced budget amendment, tax limitations, spending caps. The second is limitations on the scope, power, and jurisdiction of the federal government. That would include limiting the scope of review of the Supreme Court or other federal courts. It would include removing particular agencies, for example, like the Department of Energy, the Department of Education, the EPA. And then the final issue is imposing term limits on the federal government. That includes term limits potentially on Congress as well as the Supreme Court and other federal courts. And the current state of play in the movement is 37 states to date have introduced identical resolutions for the Convention of States application. And so far, those have been passed in both houses in Florida, Georgia, Alaska, and most recently, Alabama.
Okay.
And the so where do the rest of them stand right now?
It's either, just at various stages of the legislative procedure, currently hot and heavy in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Probably most of the continuing action will take place at the beginning of next year in January.
Is California a part of this at all?
Oh, absolutely. So we had legislation filed sponsor in the House with Shannon Grove. And so, but, you know, just got started, and California obviously being so Democratic-dominated is a little bit hostile to this. So I don't think it's partisan, because if you were to describe the Convention of States movement, really what it's about is just redefining the balance of power. It's not about what's decided. It's about who decides. And whether I'm in Berkeley, California, or I'm in Redding, California, when I ask folks who should be deciding, folks want to decide themselves, and they want their local communities deciding. They don't want Washington, D.C. deciding for them.
Good point.
Well, you know, we say that, and I believe that. Yet, however, they are more than happy to have the government make decisions for them, provide things for them, and you know, in all cases, I agree. I think we need to move. I think that the part about how it could be a runaway and they can go in and change them. Okay, I see the answer to that one. I can understand that it would take a lot more. It would take 13 states. It would take 13 states to stop it. In any type of constitutional convention or amendments we have there. And I don't think that, at this point, I don't see people doing away with the Second Amendment or a couple others like that, or damaging them even more than they have been. I don't want to be throwing water on it saying this is tough, but one of the questions that has come in is there any type of time frame on this?
No, there's no time limit, and I agree. I don't want to belittle how difficult the task is. I think it's a monumental task. It's never been done before in American history. But, you know, we're a country that's built on never been done before. And so I don't think it's a task that's beyond the American people. And it's important to note that whether we get to convention or not, and I fully plan on getting to convention, but whether we do or not, what we're doing is building out a national network of educated, engaged, fighting grassroots activists. And this is, you know, I'm a big Tea Party guy. I come out of the Tea Party movement. I founded the largest Tea Party organization in the nation, Tea Party Patriots. This is really Tea Party 2.0 because people have been asking me for a long time, Mark, what do? We keep electing good people. We need to do something. We need to be in action. So we're organizing people. We're teaching them how to get in action. The way this thing is set up is we have district captains in every state legislative district around the country. They're called our DCs or a district captain. Over 2,000 of them around the country already. We're looking for 4,000 around the country, trying to get about 4,000 legislative districts out of the total 7,000 plus. So people have something they can actually do, get involved, and they're fighting where I think is the most important level in our political system is at the state legislative district. That's where they're organizing. So it's very unusual to be able to organize people nationally at the state legislative district. So it's not just about the convention. It's also an organizing principle for the ongoing fight for conservative values.
Okay, I think one of the questions that came in is the delegates. Again, would that be would they send a senator as their delegate or you know, a sitting senator or congressman? Or doesn't have to be, though, right?
Yeah, it's up to any state to decide. You know, I've seen different states already starting to talk about imposing different kinds of restrictions. I've seen one state propose no sitting legislators may be a delegate. I've seen other states propose that there's a mix of citizen, non-legislative citizens and expert citizens and legislators. It could be straight legislators. It's really just going to be up to every state. And again, I think that's a beautiful thing because it's going to reflect the actual complexion of the United States of America.
How many people involved in this movement?
Actually, at this point, millions involved in the movement. I would say dedicated activists who are actually doing something right now, over 700,000 in what we call our nation. We use the Nation Builder platform. And over 2,000 people who volunteered to be district captains. Those are serious volunteers who are helping to run their state legislative districts. Currently advertising on the Mark Levin Show, volunteers are pouring in way more quickly than we can even possibly handle them at this point.
So at this point, if someone's out there and they want to get involved in any of these positions and become part of this movement, how do they go about that?
They go to conventionofstates.com, and I would encourage people, we have there so people can see whether you're pro or con. We actually have full debates, unedited debates between Michael Ferris, my co-founder of this project, an Article 5 scholar, and Andy Schlafly of Eagle Forum. Andy's one of the opponents of this movement. So you can read the full debates yourself, read all the materials of our opponents and our answers to all that opposition. So get educated, and then if you like it, then sign up. Sign up to get involved. Sign the petition. That'll go automatically to your state legislator. If you want to get more involved, there's all kinds of volunteer positions at every level because, you know, the D.C. folks, I'm here in D.C. right now, I guarantee you they're not going to save the country, and it's going to be up to us.
Well, and I think that's exactly the point, and I believe, as I indicated earlier, as I've traveled across these United States, that we here in California tend to get very jaded about the possibility of getting anything conservative done. But as you live and work around or just travel through these other states, those people out there are a whole lot more conservative than we are. When you take a look at the map of the red and blue states, in these rural communities, there's a whole lot more conservative people out there. We are very jaded by the population base we have here in the state of California. We need to look beyond that.
I agree with that. I just want to encourage people, don't give up. And even if you're giving up on California, don't give up, because we can change things. And one of the things that I'm seeing in California, I'm definitely also involved in California politics, and I see great conservative folks taking over their county. Taking over their county GOP, taking over their city councils, their county boards, the school boards. That's the way we're going to take California, one city and one county at a time, not on a statewide basis.
Well, we're not exactly seeing that in Shasta County.
Yeah, we've kind of gone downhill here lately, but we're hoping for the best.
We're pretty conservative here, but, you know. Anyway, hey, Mark Meckler, is this what you do, Mark? I mean, is this it? I mean, not that this is this it. I mean, but is this your full-time job, trying to get
this? No, this is it. I travel about 60% of the time around the country. Like I said, I've been in D.C. for the last few days this week doing media. Just came off of CNN to have this conversation with you guys. And then about 60% of my time on the road, so I leave D.C. tomorrow, headed for Chicago, and then to the state capital there in Springfield, and then not home until Sunday night, and then back on the road next week.
Well, you know what? When sometimes a lot of things, and here's why our state of Jefferson people, obviously you all can identify with each other, in the sense of people say, oh, you can't do it, it's too hard. If it's too hard, we'd all still be speaking with a British accent. If it was too hard, all these things, when we say it's too hard, this country can do anything if it sets its mind to it. State of Jefferson is not giving up, and they're growing. So there is this feeling that this is something that can happen, and we need to take back the control of our government back to the citizens here. And to put limits out there on people.
And the way we do that is to start at our very own city councils and local areas and start electing from the ground up like our Constitution was intended.
Okay, so can people join your organization and it's a membership fee?
Absolutely.
And all that?
Absolutely. They go to conventionofstates.com. Get educated, get involved, get active. We need every man, woman, and child involved.
So does it cost to join?
No, absolutely not. You know, we raise money by voluntary donations from tens of thousands of local activists around the country. There's no cost to join.
And that's how you're reimbursed for everything that you're doing then also.
That's it. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Good. Mark Meckler is here and it's been with us for an hour, Convention of States. It's been really interesting, and it won't be the last time we have you on, because we've got other things to talk about too that you probably hear a lot about, like Trump, immigration, and a few other things.
Absolutely. And at some point, I need to drive up there and sit with you guys. I'd love to be with you. Today.
That'd be great.
Love that. It's not that far away.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Hey, tomorrow, veterinarians, politicians, we got it all tomorrow on Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The trials will stay in Baltimore. A judge has ruled that six city police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray will stand trial in Baltimore. Judge Barry Williams saying the officers can get a fair trial there despite days of protests, rioting, and a week-long citywide curfew following Gray's death while in police custody. The Obama administration plans for the U.S. to take in an additional 5,000 refugees next year. This as Europe struggles with tens of thousands of immigrants, many fleeing civil war in Syria. This Syrian refugee in Macedonia says the living conditions are awful.
No clothes, no jacket, nothing. Just on the ground. We asked him for help. No answers.
Cyber attacks on Americans and American businesses will likely continue. That's the assessment of National Intelligence Director James Clapper. Clapper lists Russia, China,